Welcome to this episode of Stork Science World, where we explore cutting-edge research in the world of science. I'm Jamie, and this podcast is produced by Stork, a research productivity software designed to help scientists stay on top of the latest findings.
And I'm Alex, your co-host. Today we're diving into a fascinating new study that's really changing how we understand gene regulation. It's a paper titled Multiscale Footprints Reveal the Organization of Cis Regulatory Elements that was just published in Nature.
That's right, Alex. And this is hot off the press, published online in January 2025. It's really cutting-edge work from a team led by Jason Buenrostro.
You know, before we dive in, maybe we should give our listeners a quick primer on what cis regulatory elements actually are, since they're central to this study.
Great idea. So, cis regulatory elements, or CREs, are regions of DNA that control gene expression. They're like the switches and dimmers that turn genes on and off or adjust how strongly they're expressed. What makes them really interesting is that they're dynamic. Their structure and function change based on what proteins are binding to them at any given time.
Exactly. And understanding how these CREs work is crucial for figuring out how cells determine their fate and how diseases develop. But here's the challenge. We've been limited in our ability to measure how different proteins organize themselves at these CREs across the entire genome.
That's where this new study comes in. The researchers developed something called PRINT, which stands for Protein Regulatory Element Interactions at Nucleotide Resolution Using Transposition. It's a computational method that identifies what they call footprints of DNA-protein interactions from chromatin accessibility data.
And what's really cool about PRINT is that it can detect these footprints across multiple scales of protein size. So it's not just looking at one type of interaction. It can see everything from small transcription factors to large nucleosomes binding to the DNA.
Right. And they didn't stop there. They also created something called Seq2PRINT, which is a deep learning framework that can precisely predict transcription factor and nucleosome binding based on DNA sequence alone. It's like it learns the language of DNA and can predict what proteins will bind where.
I love how you put that, the language of DNA. That's a great way to think about it. And what makes this approach so powerful is that it can interpret the regulatory logic at these CREs, basically decoding how different combinations of proteins work together to control gene expression.
So let's talk about what they actually found when they applied these methods. They used Seq2PRINT on single-cell chromatin accessibility data from human bone marrow, and they observed something really interesting about how CREs get established during blood cell development, or hematopoiesis.
Yeah, this was fascinating. They found that CREs don't just switch on and off like binary switches. Instead, they observed a sequential process where CREs first established themselves centered on what are called pioneer factors, and then gradually widen over time during blood cell development.
Exactly. It's like, imagine a small seed of chromatin accessibility that gets planted by these pioneer factors, and then it grows outward as development progresses. This gives us a much more nuanced understanding of how gene regulation unfolds during cell differentiation.
And they didn't just look at normal development. They also examined what happens during aging, which I found particularly interesting. They looked at murine, that's mouse, hematopoietic stem cells, comparing young and old mice.
Yes, and they discovered some pretty dramatic age-associated changes in the structure of CREs. They found a widespread reduction of nucleosome footprints, which suggests that as cells age, the organization of DNA packaging proteins becomes disrupted.
They also found something I thought was really interesting, the gain of what they call de novo identified ETS composite motifs. Basically, they discovered new combinations of DNA binding sites that become more active in aged cells, involving these ETS transcription factors working together with other factors.
You know what I find most impressive about this study? It's not just the technological innovation, though that's certainly remarkable. It's how they've used these new tools to reveal the architecture of regulatory elements across both differentiation and aging. We're getting a much more dynamic picture of how gene regulation works in different contexts.
Absolutely. And I think the methods they've developed here will have applications far beyond what they've shown in this paper. By obtaining such rich insights into DNA binding protein dynamics from chromatin accessibility data, they've opened up new possibilities for understanding all kinds of biological processes and diseases.
So to sum up, this team has essentially created a way to extract much more information from a type of data that's already widely collected. They can now see not just where DNA is accessible, but precisely which proteins are binding there and how they interact with each other.
Right, and they've shown that this approach works for both bulk tissue samples and single-cell data, which is really powerful for understanding cellular heterogeneity. And they've made their methods and pre-trained models available to other researchers, which should help accelerate progress in the field.
You know, studies like this really highlight the power of computational approaches in modern biology. By combining experimental data with sophisticated algorithms and deep learning, we can uncover patterns and mechanisms that would be impossible to see otherwise.
Definitely. And I think it's a great example of how the field is moving beyond simply cataloging molecular components to really understanding the dynamic processes that drive biology. It's not just about what's there, but how it all works together over time.
Well, that wraps up our discussion of this fascinating paper. Thanks for joining us on Stork Science World. If you're interested in reading the full paper, we'll include a link in the show notes.
And remember, this podcast is produced by Stork, a research productivity software that helps scientists stay on top of the latest findings just like this one. Join us next time when we'll be exploring another groundbreaking study from the world of science. I'm Alex.
And I'm Jamie. Thanks for listening.